Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening, wherever you're listening, welcome back. Episode 57, damn it, we said it right before we started recording and I forgot. What's up, guys?
Another week, we here, living, dying, and country might be falling apart, but we here.
Indeed.
Indeed.
So that's it? Nothing to add?
Nah, I'm in a... I actually got a lot of work done this last week, so I'm in a weird space where I don't feel stressed.
Just chill. Y'all should see this man right now. He looks lucid.
Just relaxed. Just chill. That's what's up.
In the couch.
That's what I need to be.
In the couch.
Yeah. Because, I told you a minute ago, before we started, like, Perryton, what is that, like, 2 hours? So 4 hours altogether? I'm over going over there. And 2 weeks in a row, yeah, they got me messed up. They better not send me again. For nothing, really. They ain't got nothing going on over there. Like,
where's that at? Is that Oklahoma or what?
Oh, it's Texas still, but basically Oklahoma, but it's over there. It's way up there. It's stupid as hell.
What, I mean, is that not part of your normal route?
No. Last time I went to Perryton was like back in what? November.
So why are you going back?
I had to go back because other dude's on vacation. He's the one that goes over there.
Oh, so that's who you got a beef with. That's who you need to send
over. Well, last week they sent me over there because they had him doing something else because somebody else, one of the account people, they didn't want to go do resets. So they sent this other guy to do the resets. And so they sent me to Perryton last week. And then this week, he just so happens to be on vacation, so, yeah.
When does James get a vacation? That's what I want to know.
In April, the beginning of April.
Oh, hell yeah, James.
I need to get up out of here.
What do you got planned for vacation?
Besame Mucho.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Well, Besame Mucho is that Saturday, but I have a vacation that next week, so once I come back from Besame Mucho, it's just off for a week.
Damn.
Yeah,
you need that
a little staycation.
Yep, hell yeah, that's what I need. I've almost called in like 3 to 4 times in the past 2 weeks or so, but I was just
almost
like
called in, power of three. Almost called in 3 times this week.
It's tough out here.
I guess I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm a bootlick or anything, but I don't ever feel the urge to call in. But my schedule is also pretty nice. And I get a lot of wiggle room, so I guess
I'd be complaining, but I didn't get to work till 9 a day. And then I took a nap.
Must be nice.
Hold on, you took a nap at work?
Yeah.
Don't you have to have your door unlocked?
I ain't got to do nothing.
I work from 5 to 5:30 today.
Good, James. Yeah. I'm glad.
Hell nah. What you mean?
Hey, you deserve that, James.
I don't deserve that. What you talking about? I've had overtime the last 3 weeks, bro. I'm not mad about the pay. I'm just mad about having to work for that overtime.
It couldn't happen to a worse person, I'll tell you what.
That's crazy.
So, James, talk to us about this picture you showed us, because it's been on my mind since you sent it to us before we started recording. And I can't stop looking at it.
The cheetahs are? All right. Yeah. So, this cheetahs are... It's it looks like a Charizard out of Cheetos or whatever. This thing sold at auction for $87,840.
Somebody paid $87,000 for a Charizard shaped Cheeto?
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way. You know how many Pokemon shaped Cheetos I ate?
I'm saying, bro, but yeah, they spent that type of money on this thing. And if you had that type of money, what ridiculous thing would you just blow money on, like that type of money on?
It definitely wouldn't be no very hot Cheeto Pokemon.
I want a chicken strip that looks like Willie Nelson for $25,000.
That's an ugly ass chicken strip, but he kind of looks like a chicken strip.
I know.
That should be easy. I'd pay pretty good money for one of them Jesus toasts or like Virgin Mary tortillas that be happening.
Man, I remember one time I went to Copper Caboose. I was zooted, bro. I don't even know why I was going to Copper Caboose. I was in college already. But they gave me a water. And I swear I saw Jesus in the water. And I drank him.
I drank him.
You said they spent how much on this Cheeto?
$87,840.
Where did this happen? Was this in the United States?
This was... Let me pull it up one more time.
Because if it is, I'm going to find this person like Liam Neeson. Uh-huh. I'm going to make sure they don't buy any more Cheeto Pokemon. Because that's absurd.
I mean, I don't know why you even... I mean, I get you have that money to blow and everything, but why? What are you going to do with that?
Well, I mean, he's got us talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's where the auction was at. Never mind. Auction was in New Jersey. I was trying to find where...
It's in the States.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm after. God, we're such a stupid-ass country.
60 bids later, 87,000. That's just crazy.
While you're looking for the person that bought it, G, I'm going to go look for the person that sold it, and I'm going to rob him. He just got 87 Gs.
I don't know if this was a bidding war, you know, like back and forth, you know, I got 58, I got 59. If there was multiple people involved, I wish all of them the worst type of muscle cramp in the middle of their sleep until the end of their days. Because why the hell are you spending this much money on a Cheeto, my guy?
Mm-hmm.
And the shit don't even look like Charizard.
It just looks like a dragon.
You could, I mean, depending on your perspective, you could flip this whole upside down and it looks like nothing.
What the fuck? So somebody had a quote and said, if I was on death row, I want this to be my final meal.
Nah, see?
y'all too obsessed with this damn Cheeto. That's crazy.
What are you going to spend 87 racks on?
Something as dumb as that? Boy, if they had a Nintendo 64. That's like not even like a special edition, just a regular one, and it had like one game stuck in it. And the game is not being made anymore. Yeah, give me that 87,000 right there.
Did y'all ever have one of those transparent N64s?
Nah, I just had the black one.
Wait, I never even had an N64. I was poor. I'm like, y'all.
What?
I guess I should say I am poor. I've been poor. I'm like, y'all.
Okay. Remember, this man was gatekeeping colognes last episode. He's a collector of fine fragrances.
Real quick, before we about the Nintendo 64, so I guess some other guy bought a banana with tape for $6.2 million last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, the art piece. Yeah, that shit was stupid.
What the fuck? Y'all just, man, if y'all gonna just blow money, give me the money.
Right. Let's start a GoFundMe for James so that way he don't have to go back to Perryton.
Shit.
Hell nah. Don't give money to me.
Hell nah. Greg, damn it. We raise money for him and then we keep it.
Yeah, you got to send money to James.
He said, hell
it's in my account. I'll make sure he gets it.
But yeah, I just had a black N64.
Whenever you say black, are you talking about the color of the console or was it made specifically for us?
No. Wait, were they black or gray?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm gray whenever I get out the pool.
Whatever the basic N64 was, black or gray, whatever it was, I had one of them.
I think it was gray, James.
Gray?
I can't remember that far back.
I believe it was slate.
Slate? Yeah, gray. Okay.
Hey, one of the greatest consoles ever made, if I say so myself.
The N64?
Yes, bro. The game catalog for that was stupid dumb.
Damn, I guess I really missed out, huh?
Banjo-Kazooie alone.
No, that was good. What about the Sega?
I didn't have that because I was poor.
I'm on Gamecast. I'm a Gen Z.
A Dreamcast? You had a Dreamcast? No,
a Gamecast, fool.
Oh, my fault.
Man, damn, I can't afford it.
Oh, yeah, Sonic on Sega. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bigger games. Fuck, this load. Let's see.
I mean, you had the Atari.
No, I didn't have an Atari.
You had the NES.
James had what the shit was that called? Pong?
Yeah, it was Pong. On Atari.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, this shit go hard. Look at my new game. Bing.
My boy James was the first one to beat that game. I said, damn, I didn't know you could beat that game, James.
Oh, shit. Maybe Sega didn't have very much games that I know, at least. All I know is fucking Sonic going down
this line. They had that fighting game. What was that fighting game?
Which one?
On Dreamcast. It used to go on Soul Calibur. Wasn't that on?
Oh, yeah. Ninja Gaiden. Yeah, I don't know any of these fucking games. Never mind. Yeah, N64 got it.
Well, strike one for James.
My bad.
So I was.
Yeah, I had the first PlayStation. I was about 18 when I got that.
Damn.
So, yeah.
That's like two consoles late.
That's what we could afford back then. You know what I'm saying? PlayStation 1 and a pack of cigarettes for my 18th birthday. My dad says, "Smoke up."
Just ripping cigs and playing Spyro the Dragon.
Shit. That's not too bad.
I want to say, bro, not for shit, I'm pretty sure my elementary was, they would lend out PlayStations. Like the
school, you had it like that?
The school was giving out PlayStations to kids because there was a learning game that you could play. Boy, I was in Hollywood Video and Blockbuster renting badass games. I got Grand Theft Auto on that bitch.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What learning game?
Bro, I couldn't even tell you. It's been so far back. But I recall being given one of those little squished PlayStations. It's like the size of a VHS tape.
One of the small ones.
And yeah, it was from the school. And there was a game that you could play on it. But again, like I'm saying, I did not play that game. I logged my 5 minutes a day, whatever I needed to. And I was gone playing other stuff.
That school had money just handing out PlayStations like that. That's crazy.
210
Oh, no fucking way, bro. Not over here in West Texas.
Nah, they ain't letting.
Frogger 2.
I guarantee you they let us take a PlayStation. They ain't coming back to the school.
Yeah, y'all some badass kids.
So you that.
All y'all got silver teeth.
Sorry about it.
Man, that's the PS1 was classic, bro.
It was. Absolutely, it was.
I remember the PS2 and hearing that noise for the first time when it comes on. That shit scared me.
I think that was it.
Okay.
I never had a PlayStation until now. I always had an Xbox.
I remember playing a CD on my PS1, and I don't know if y'all remember the music player on the PS1.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be like colors on the screen. My grandma was fucking just amazed with that shit.
It's like the music player on computers. Music. That should be trippy as hell. We would just sit in front of computers listening to music. I don't understand what we were doing, but I was like, man, let's just vibe. Sitting on bar stools in front of a computer in my boy Zach's house, just burning CDs and then just listening to them, trying to figure out top eights on MySpace.
We were there for all that shit. I went to dinner with my aunt. My little cousin last night. My little cousin is 16, and I got Minesweeper on my phone. I'd be playing Minesweeper.
Hell no!
You ever seen this before? No, I don't know what that is. I said, "What?"
It's like that pinball game that was on the computer too,
mm-hmm.
with the astronaut.
Yep,
that shit was pissed me off, bro.
Same. I love that game, but it also pissed me off.
I was not gonna play Minesweeper because I'm gonna be honest. I'm 32 now, and I don't know if I fully understand how to play Minesweeper.
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't know how to, I didn't really understand it for a minute. I was like, what the fuck is this game? I couldn't understand it.
Yeah, I watch Greg play now, and I'm like, what a fucking nerd.
That's what I'd be playing on the plane, bro.
Minesweeper?
It's easy.
So why are you playing this challenging?
Because I'd be in the air, bro. I don't got Wi-Fi. I play Sudoku.
Oh, yeah, I fuck with Sudoku.
I mean, Minesweeper's fucking hard. I play on Expert, and I'm trying to beat my best time.
So you already beat the game?
Yeah, I mean, I've beaten it plenty of times.
What's the goal?
Sweep the mines.
To clear all the bombs, bro. You got to sweep all the mines. Mine sweeper, James.
I just remember y'all get that red X. I'm like, bro, fuck this game.
Yeah, you got to. So the numbers represent the number of bombs in the 8 surrounding squares. So if it's 5, there's 5 bombs surrounding it. You got to use your math magician skills.
I didn't know that.
To clear it out. And there's 99 bombs on the expert one. So you got to sweep 99 mines.
Shit. I was just clicking shit, bro.
Yeah.
My best time is 130 seconds.
Damn.
Don't want to brag.
But,
I'm like Mr. Chow. I got light gray, medium gray, and dark gray.
If we're in any type of minesweeper situation, got to give it to Greg.
Oh, hell yeah. So go out, go walk in that field, Mr. Minesweeper.
Go sweep that field real quick.
Six paces to your left, sir.
Because I ain't stepping out there. Shit. Nah. Did y'all see the Shrek teaser for next year?
Yes.
Yeah. We got to bully them people, bro.
Okay. That's what I was really about to ask. I said, how did y'all feel about the animation?
You don't. Why would you change it, bro? If it's not broken, don't fucking try to fix it.
That's right. I don't know how I got to this part of Twitter, but there's people talking about they've made it woke Shrek. They went as far as looking at the anatomy of, you know, a person's nose and the shape of it, and saying that they changed Shrek's nose to that. It resembles more of a woman's nose, and this is just the agenda that they're pushing. They want to do this, and I'm like, who is doing this?
All right, that's a little too woke. they digging.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like they used AI, and this is the shit that is spit out. All you had to do is go copy and paste from all the other Shrek movies, but y'all said, "Nah, we're gonna redo it and ruin it."
Yeah. What did P feel about it? How did she feel about it?
She's upset, man. If I went into her draft emails right now, I'm pretty sure I'd see something addressed to DreamWorks, because that's a diehard Shrek fan right there, and she's livid. If you're gonna mess with anybody, mess with the ogres. Don't mess with Donkey. That's not P. That's me. But to answer your question, yeah, she was. We're not gonna take Olivia to go see that.
Oh,
we will not.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I didn't even notice anything. I just saw the teaser and I was like, "Oh, cool, Shrek." And then 30 minutes later, I just see this discourse on Twitter. Why did they do this? We got to bully on, like we bully Sonic. I said, "What did I miss?" I guess I just wasn't paying attention enough or something, because I was just like, "Oh, cool, Shrek." I've only seen the first two Shrek. Yeah, I've only seen the first two.
That's crazy.
Damn.
I'm not a Shrek.
You ain't seen the one with Rumpelstiltskin?
Nah. None of that. I'm not a Shrek fanatic, bro. It's just the first two, and I was cool on that.
I want to hate on James right now, but I really don't think I saw the fourth one. Maybe not even the third one.
See?
Y'all ain't real hitters.
I was cool on the first one. I didn't like it one.
Shrek 3 came out in 2007. I was 14. I probably was what was I doing in 07? Yeah, I was about to go to work for the first time. I was about to get a job at 15. See, I ain't got no time for Shrek 3.
Tell him.
Wait, how old were you whenever you got your first job?
15.
Where'd you get it at?
The grocery store.
What were you doing?
Bagging groceries.
I don't know. I'm just curious, because my first job was at McDonald's, and I hated that.
What were you doing? Discount. What were you doing at McDonald's?
I was a cashier.
You were the cashier at the Little Finn McDonald's.
Well, I mean, you putting them on business out there, but yeah.
I'm just saying.
I was for about 3 weeks, because
that's a busy store. Is all I'm saying.
I mean, not whenever I worked there. Yeah, I was excited as hell to start my first job, and. Then we had a track meet, and they're like, "Well, you didn't request it off." I said, "Bitch, whenever I signed up for this job, I told you I'm in high school. Like, I'm gonna be doing high school shit."
high school shit.
You're scheduled to work. I said, "Nah, I'm not gonna be here." Zach too. We were at a track meet on a Friday, and our phones are blowing up. And it's the manager. Hey, if you don't come into work, we're gonna have to write you up, and it's a no call, no show. So you're gonna get terminated. I said, boy, I'm about to go throw this disc as far as hell. Hold this.
So I'm in Farwell right now. I ain't going to make it.
Yeah, I'll be there in about 3 hours. Hold it down for me.
Why the hell would they say that? Like, call you blowing up your phone like you a full-time employee or something.
I don't know. And I showed up the next day. It was funny as hell because it was almost like that scene in Step Brothers. I forget who was standing in front, Zach or myself. We had our uniforms because we had to turn those in. Said we'd like to give, or I said I'd like to give my resignation. And Zach pokes his head out. Yeah, me too. I mean, we were already fired, but yeah, I wanted to make it on my terms. So that was my first job. It lasted all of like 3 weeks. I'm saying
that's fucking crazy.
The money wasn't shit, but whenever I got a 20 piece for like $3, I was happy as hell.
Yeah.
I lasted at my first job for 6 years.
Motherfucker owned the store.
All through high school, and then when I got to college, I just transferred to the other grocery store.
I mean, it makes sense. James, what was your first job, bud? Phone desk operator things back whenever you had
to say some stupid shit.
He was home to home selling stocks.
grocery store as well. When I was in when I moved to Plainview, when I went to Wayland, I was at the United, and then
you didn't have to work in high school.
Nah,
fucking wealth, bro. God,
it wasn't telling
poverty stories about how I've been working since I was 15. I'm 31, James. 16 years in the workforce.
Oh shit! It wasn't even that. Like, you know, there's child support, so I was cool.
Support me. I was a child, James.
Support me.
But yeah, I was at the United, and then I transferred to the one in Littlefield, and then when I moved over here, they said, don't go to that United. It's something was wrong with it. I was like, all right, I quit. And then I went to Walmart for forever.
Damn, we some working fools.
Hey, they try to fire me, though. I'm not going to sit here and act like in 6 years I was employee of the year 6 times in a row. I remember I went on break one time, and the store director just busts through the door. That's it. You're out of here. Said, what the fuck did I do? You're stealing that break food. He said, you're stealing that break food. I was eating chicken wings or something. I said, I was going to pay when I went up front. He walked me all the way to the front. He's like, you're going to pay? And I said, yeah, bro. I don't know what the situation was. Maybe I had already paid and I just got lucky that day. But I had a receipt or something on me, but he wasted my whole break trying to fire me.
But he was watching you.
Mm-hmm. I abused the shit out of my breaks at Walmart. They said, you get 15 minutes every like 4 hours. Boy, I'll be back there 30, 45 minutes.
When I first started at Walmart too, like I was like the first maybe few months, I was like, all right, 15, cool, cool. And then after that, I was like, these motherfuckers are taking like 30-minute breaks. Fuck that. Mm-hmm.
See, I was in sports. I'm not showing back up. So we had our own little what would you call it? Merchandise area, like overstock area. So, boy, I'm like, hey, I'm about to go fix all this stock back here. I pull up a bucket, sit down, and I'd be playing some game on my phone, bullshitting, scrolling on social media. And they're here, Sporting Goods, we need you at the desk. Oh, shit.
Every time, Sporting Goods.
And then I had to carry the keys with me, so they hear my ass jingling through the back room. So where you been? I was messing with the merchandise back there. They go back there, it's all torn to shit. Ain't nothing put up.
These motherfuckers were gonna even hire me at Walmart. I had to tell GSA, hey, bro, these motherfuckers didn't call me back. So you gotta go tell them to call me.
So, I was the hiring manager. I was like, hey, it's not gonna work out.
Not this one.
Not this one.
Not this one. Who's his reference? G? Nope.
It's funny because me and G worked together, what, 2 years or something over there?
Something like that.
And Buddy was Sporting Goods, but every time he was up in the front, like when I had to go pull money and stuff, he's up in the front with us. Sporting Goods is all the way in the back of the store.
I was never where I was supposed to be. And them motherfuckers took advantage. I'll be back there throwing away boxes. Hey, you want to unload this truck? No. Damn it. Hey, truck unloaders are a weird group. I don't care where you work. If you know people that work in the back, there's some weirdos back there. There's this mm-hmm. guy. Boy, that old white man was funny as hell, but he was strange. I wouldn't want anybody that I know to encounter him, but yeah, I came out there with some dirty ass khakis all the time. So I go to work clean as hell. Got my navy blue shirt on, my khakis all nice. I come out looking like a damn mechanic.
Bro, I remember one time they took me back there to unload the truck. I said, I am a cashier. Why the fuck am I back here?
Look at my soft hands. I have no callus.
I can't do this. Like, look at this. I count money.
I'm a boy, Damien.
He was just throwing coins at people. Ugh, get away from me.
Man, I remember. Oh, I remember. I worked at the grocery store in high school for years, from sophomore year to senior year. So eventually, I got moved to stocker. I remember having to be there at 6 a.m. on Saturday, bro, to throw the dairy truck in the fucking freezer in the cold, and I was still drunk, bro, because we didn't get home till 3 from partying.
Hell nah, bro.
You're like, Greg, what you doing out here in the produce? I'm all fucked up, dude. It's 6 a.m. Ain't nobody in the store.
Is that day?
Laying on the potatoes.
I'm letting that little
history lamps.
I'm letting that little produce miss hit me, bro.
Bro, when I was at Walmart and we started going to the goat house, and this is when our store was like a mess, bro. Shit was going on everywhere. So I called in like almost every weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I didn't get fired, but like I had at least 20 call-ins like almost every weekend. Finally, they said, hey, why don't you just take the weekend off? I said, hey, bet. That's all you had to say.
That's what I've been trying to do. Man, I remember those conversations. It's an automated service. You call in, it's like, is it a family emergency, a death, you know, natural disaster, like an earthquake? I don't know how many times I use natural disaster. Natural disaster. Hey, what happened to me? I shit myself, man. That seems like a natural disaster to me.
I hate it when before the automated system, you had to talk to a manager. And I was cool with any other manager, but then the store manager would pick up sometimes, like, fuck. I'm like, yeah, I ain't gonna make it in. Oh, why? I'm like, bro, family emergency. What's going on? Like, hey, bro, you just followed my business. Let's relax. You
can't ask me them questions.
Yeah, man, like, chill out. I ain't showing up. Sorry.
It's crazy. Like being like a department leader, like a boss now. Mm-hmm. And having employees and like they do, I let them do whatever the fuck they want, dude. And I wish I had bosses like me.
Hey, I see Greg on Twitter the other day talking about, should I leave early for the day?
He said, I didn't fucking get to leave, bro. That shit pissed me off. I stayed till 5:15.
Damn.
They got you.
They did. They got the shit out of me, bro.
I don't know how we got from Shrek to this, but we did.
Well, then, since we're so off topic, let me ask you this question.
You pass away. Okay. You have a significant other, right? Whether it be longtime girlfriend, fiance, wife, what have you. You get to pick who they move on to, but it can't be anybody on this podcast. Who are you picking your significant other to move on to? I mean, it could be friends, people you know, maybe a, I don't want to say a relative because that's kind of weird, but maybe.
Sergio. Mm. Easy peasy.
Hey, I mean, he's a catch. Pause.
Respectfully.
This is a crazy ass question. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. Zac Efron.
No, it's gotta be somebody you know.
I know Zac Efron. I seen that awkward moment.
I know him now.
Down first name basis.
Well, shit fire. Probably my energy economics professor.
Is this Mr. Economy?
Nah, that's not Mr. Economy. I never met him, but I'm talking about my boy, Professor Misak. Shout out, Misak.
Why him?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if I go, I'm setting P up with this guy.
You're gone. What you mean?
What do you mean?
You said you're setting her up. You gone.
No, but like you still get to pick who they.
Oh, okay, my fault.
Like, in my last will and testament is, and please respect my wishes, and you want to be with. There's a guy I went to high school with. My old buddy, not a high school, elementary. His name was Sebastian. He seems Telfair? Like he'd go, huh?
Telfair?
Nah, the fuck from San Antonio. He seemed like he'd be an upstanding individual. I need to Google search him. If I remember his last name, I'm going to Google search him because I don't want him to be like a murderer now. But
some bad shit pops up. Nah, but... yeah.
No, back in the day, he was real polite. He opened the doors for the girls. And, you know, the young ladies were quite fond of him. So
I didn't like that question, bro. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm never going to die.
Well, I mean, that's only half of it, right? Because then it's, you know, who's this person going to... Your significant other is going to end up with someone. As you know, a generation.
I want to change my answer because I want to change it to a different professor.
Okay, who are you going to change it to?
Oh, fuck, no, I can't remember his name. God damn it. He taught industrial economics and antitrust. The fuck was his name? Anyway, dude was fucking rich, owned an island off Canada somewhere.
Why the hell would you want a Canadian island? It seems cold.
He only goes there in the summer.
That makes smart sense. Yeah, that's using your noodle. Okay, so now you can pick somebody from this podcast. Does that change anybody's mind?
No, dude. It wasn't going to be on this podcast at all. Oh,
damn. I mean, with it. I'm happily married, so fuck y'all anyway.
You dead. What you talking about?
No, but I'm saying you died, right? You can't say, yep, go be with G. Cause
yep.
Can't.
Just can't.
She can't.
When you were thinking of this question, what were you doing today?
I'm not gonna be honest, or I mean, I'll be honest with you. I had just read something, and it was like, it was a story about somebody's husband or wife ended up with someone close to them after they died, and it was this whole thing about they had conversations like that. So I just thought, you know what? I'm gonna ask the guys because surely they've talked about dying and who their significant other's gonna go on to. If we're keeping it a buck still, Greg is. It's been well put out there that he's a lady fumbler, right? A relationship fumbler. So it's not that far fetched to ask him this question. Like, if you were to fumble one last time,
that's which crazy.
Which way would you fumble intentionally? That's all I'm asking.
That's fucking sad. I'm gonna kill myself. We went to G's. I didn't go to the actual thing, but G had the baptism of his daughter this weekend. G, you want to talk about that? The process. Did you have to do anything special for that? I never got baptized. I didn't grow up religious, I grew up in the church, but it wasn't a Catholic church, and I never got baptized. So
I've been baptized twice. I got baptized twice as a kid. Once in New York. And one's in San Antonio. Both of them were Catholic baptisms. I don't know if one cancels the other one out or I'm like, I got double powers. I don't know. But I didn't do the other stuff that follows a baptism. I'm not going to speak incorrectly, but there are some steps in the Catholic Church that you have to do post-baptism, and I didn't do those. But as an adult, we had to be married through the church, which we were. P just went to the church and asked to get signed up, and he's like, yeah, bring the kid. And we had to get her that dress, which her madrina did. And then it was just sitting through 2 hours of these badass kids sitting next to us. Let me tell you a story about this one.
Bro. No, yeah, no.
This little boy, he was talking in Spanish to his mom because they were being bad as hell. And the mom or dad was like, if you don't relax, I'm going to hit you. And in Spanish, he's like, hit me. The motherfucker just punching his head, and you can hear it, bro. All you hear is, and you look over, and this motherfucker just wailing on himself. And hey, the dad is just shushing him up. And the whole time I'm just doing like a side eye, like the little black kid, that gif where he's in the restaurant, just kind of looking over.
Yeah.
And they have the crying room in the back. It's not just for crying. It's if you got badass kids, go back there. But that's just a suggestion, apparently. If I was the father of this church, I am abusing my power and saying, listen, the Lord told me to tell you to take your kids back there. But aside from all that, baptism was cool. Yeah, man, she got baptized. There was a party that followed. You know, the boys showed up. There was some snacks, some grapes, and yeah, it was a good time. It was a good Saturday.
Question.
Mm.
The father, when he was speaking Spanish, did you have trouble understanding him?
No comment.
Okay.
Yes, It was hard to understand him while he was speaking Spanish. We talked about that at the party. Yeah, it was. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. Spanish already for me, I have to focus to understand. And his Spanish wasn't the best Spanish, whether it was because the way he spoke it or perhaps his accent. Either way, yes, it was a bit of an issue, James.
I was focusing, and then I looked at Sergio. I said, Sergio, do you understand what he's saying? And he said, "Más o menos." I said, "Oh, okay. It's not just me, dude."
I know some of these words.
But I was like, I was locked in. I said, "I know I'm not struggling this bad. Did I forget Spanish or something?"
I thought I was drunk.
I was tripping.
I was just curious because my sister recently signed my nephew up to get baptized here pretty soon. And she was like, you know, like I've said it plenty of times that I'm not religious like at all. So she was like, are you going to go? I was like, fuck no, I'm not going to go. And she's like, you better go. And I was like, wow, I'm going to fucking boo. They're gonna be like, who's booing? Like, that's just his uncle.
No, boo.
Every time he says I'm boo. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Wow.
That's crazy.
I mean, if I could have booed somebody that day, it definitely would have been that badass kid, man. And his siblings, too. There was two or three of them that were just wilding. Listen, as an educator in some bad classrooms, I stand for a lot, but there's a lot that I don't stand for.
They need to put that kid in a prison, bro. The one that was hitting himself, that kind of person is not going to contribute to society.
I agree.
Ever.
I agree. You could tell by the haircut, too, because it was an unblended fade. He had like a 5 on top and a 3 on the bottom. It was just smooth, no transition, just different shades. I said, yeah, he bad.
I don't know how that father could focus with him acting crazy like that. I'd have lost my place and everything.
Oh, I would have cussed on accident.
Shit.
Badass fucking kids.
Excuse me. All right,
sorry about that.
But can you do me a favor, like, go to the crowd, please?
Just move. Yeah, man, it was cool, though. She's baptized now, and it was a nice little ceremony. I'm glad we got that done for her.
Well, that's good. I actually got another topic this week. I know it's crazy.
Wow.
It's probably why it's going to snow on Saturday.
Damn it.
I went to Subway the other day. I walked in expecting a nice little sandwich, and I was met with fucking loud anime music over the speakers. And them motherfuckers behind the sandwich counter was not no anime characters. So I just wanted to tell y'all about this loud-ass anime music while I was trying to build a sandwich and ask, what is the most inappropriate playlist you want to hear while you're at a restaurant trying to get some food?
Inappropriate?
Like, not necessarily inappropriate, but like, what's something you don't want to hear while you're in line at a Chipotle or at a Subway? Or
oh,
first thing, what's wrong with the anime music at Subway?
Everything. Next question.
Moving right along. I'm not a big country music person. So if I hear country music, especially, I don't know the genre of country, but down, 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 just like typical country music that plays in movies.
The like, old-ass country music?
Yeah.
Is that the Star-Spangled Banner? What the fuck is that?
I just don't want to hear no cowpoke-ass slow country song. You know the songs they play whenever they're trying to make a racist scene extra racist?
Yeah.
That music. I don't want to hear that because I'm like, okay, I'm about to get kicked out this bitch. Or the music's going to stop whenever I walk in. The CD's going to skip.
Screw it.
Y'all got any black pies?
Why only pies? I don't know. I was going to say country music too, but she already took us on to something else. You know what? Screamo music. I don't want to be hearing that while I'm going down the grocery aisles and there's motherfucking speakers just yelling at me.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
That's a
you want to hear that?
I wouldn't want to hear Screamo as I'm trying to make my sandwich.
I'm saying, bro.
Is there another genre, Greg, that would have bothered you if they would have been blaring through on speakers?
Y'all know I don't like banda music, bro. If I went into that Subway and they had banda, just blah, I'd probably leave on the cool.
Ooh, I agree, boo.
I'm sorry, bro. I just can't get into it.
I feel it's a little racist.
Is it?
There's some slight undertones there. What's your Subway order, Greg?
Oh, I just go and get a ham and cheese there, bro.
What?
I think we discussed this a while back, but yeah, that's all he gets.
Hold on. What kind of bread do you get?
Oh, I went in and they had the bread list right there, and I was like, okay, give me the ghost pepper bread. And I'm not trying to, you know, what's the word? I don't want to put this guy in a box, but I know it was his fucking music that was playing.
I just looked at me when you said that.
He said, he said, we don't have ghost pepper bread. Okay. Give me a fucking bread with cheese on it then. Like, so I got the Italian herbs and cheeses.
Are you saying herbs?
Herbs.
Oh. Ham and cheese is crazy. Why the... Hold on. If we've talked about this before, I'm not going to get upset again. But there's so many options.
So is it elite, just ham and cheese? And that's it?
Yeah, pretty much. I get ham and cheese, a little bit of lettuce, a little bit of spinach, jalapenos, mayo.
Mayo?
I'm not going to sit here and let y'all talk shit about my Subway. It's a classic.
The way you said that.
What kind of cheese you put on it?
American.
Dre.
Why? Fucking Republican.
White American.
Got that Trump cheese on that bitch.
I said, you said, what kind of cheese? I said, American, and it better be white.
Put a tariff on it too while we're at it.
That's crazy.
That's a shitty ass Subway sandwich. James, what
you doing? Hell no, bro. It's a good sandwich, bro.
Nah, that's on the all time worst Subway sandwich list.
Oh, crazy, shit. Bro. I put myself together. Goddamn. It just depends on what I get. Like, if I get chicken bacon ranch, mm-hmm. I'll get spinach, jalapenos. Take off the onions. What am I supposed to get in? Sometimes I'll get the green bell peppers on it. And then if I get just the rotisserie chicken one, then it's if they have a jalapeno bread, I'll get that with some what is that cheese called? Is it pepper jack? I think it's pepper jack. That's and then the sandwich. I like that shit spicy. And then again,
I never seen you eat spicy food, James. I don't know what you be on at Subway.
The fuck you talking about? I always eat spicy food.
It's the screamo music.
Yelled at me. I was like, yeah, make it more spicy. And then about the same thing with the rotisserie, but instead of ranch, I get that, the fuck is it called? Ah, man.
The sriracha?
Nah, it's...
honey mustard?
Yeah, honey mustard, I'll get it with it. I'm about to look it up right now real quick, because... I can't think of what the fuck it's called.
Right, that's how you order a sandwich.
The aioli, the garlic aioli.
Yeah, there you go. The garlic aioli. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that on there too.
That's nice. That's a sandwich. That those are two quality sandwiches, not no goddamn. Let me get a sandwich.
That shit is ass. But if I want a chicken sandwich, what? I go to Chick-fil-A.
Bro, a healthy chicken sandwich.
Between the American cheese and Chick-fil-A, Greg. Just tell the world which pill you taking, because it damn sure ain't the blue one.
Oh my gosh!
Next up, we stop buying Canadian products.
Damn.
What is a Canadian product? Maple syrup.
Is it maple syrup? There's a Canadian bacon.
But that's just ham.
I know.
Dude, this do we still buy pelts? Because if so, that's probably Canadian.
We get a lot of our oil from over there.
All right, Mr. Economy, here we go.
I don't know what else.
All right. Y'all see Travis Scott beat that motherfucker up?
What? Yeah, what happened?
I think his name's Cody Rhodes. He's a wrestler. They had Travis Scott's weird ass on WWE. I don't know if it was SmackDown or Raw. But he's in the ring. And there's his last name's Rhodes. I can't think of what his first name is. But anyway, Travis Scott was supposed to, you know, hit him a couple times. Well, dude hit him for real. He hit the shit out of him. He blacked his eye and busted his eardrum.
Fuck.
But for those of you, if you know who Travis Scott is, if you know his antics, that seems pretty on par for Travis Scott. Ever since they made that gif of him standing up there with the microphone, just going crazy. He looks like, you know, Doodle Bob. There's so many wires loose with that young man. The reason I bring it up was, number one, if you saw it, it's funny as hell because dude's eye is black as shit.
I'm just watching it right now. This man punching the shit out of him.
Yes, bro. Somebody said he does not know wrestling is fake.
The fuck?
Hey, sorry. If you haven't figured it out, listeners, if you don't know wrestling is fake, it most definitely is. So I'll ask y'all, if you had the opportunity to beat up on a wrestler, and we can go back to the WWF days. Who are you picking? Who is one of the heels that you just, if you ever got the chance to, you
roundhouse kicking or sweet chin music the shit out of him.
Oh, I'm picking somebody right now. The other Paul brother that's in the WWE.
Mm.
From the top of the cage, bro.
That's just a good pick, bro.
That's a real good pick.
I want to beat the shit out of Kane.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
No, I'll do it. And then I'm going to take his theme music afterwards.
Walk out with it?
Bro, imagine seeing Greg get fucking power driving through a table or fucking power bombed off of a steel cage. I'd pay money for that.
I'd eat it. Get right back up.
Hell no. Get
right back up.
Hell no. You come out there like Vince McMahon in the wheelchair in the body cast whenever Stone Cold beat his ass.
Fuck.
I'm beating Kane's ass and taking his mayor spot.
There you go. Hell yeah.
In Tennessee. I thought he was a governor.
I don't think so.
Let me see. I think
he's a mayor.
There was a time whenever I really fucking hated Kurt Angle.
Perk Angle?
Yeah. So I wanted to whoop his ass for a while. I thought Goldust was weird as shit, so I wanted to beat his ass.
Hell no, nah. Goldust is cool, dude. I would never fight Goldust.
Yeah.
That's Cody Rhodes is like uncle or something like that.
And then just so I could say I beat his ass, Mark Henry, the world's strongest man.
That man gonna pick you up and throw you into the fucking crowd.
I eat it.
I eat it.
I'd be like, it'd be like that the Key and Peele skit. You think they got me?
I'm like, dude.
I didn't feel that. We can see the bone poking through your legs, sir. Stay
beat
down.
This shit from you. I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. I still got one more in me.
Hell no. Nah,
you could do it. I think you could do it. Me and you tag team match Kane and Mark Henry.
No.
Oh, y'all, you're fucking crazy.
They'd have to cut the broadcast. Like, these two gentlemen died. I'd make James fight Viscera.
Who's Viscera?
Who's you Viscera? Remember Viscera, the big scary black dude with the contacts, had a mohawk?
Viscera. Oh, I do remember him.
They called him like sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate.
I don't know. Big sexy motherfucker, though.
This motherfucker. Oh, he passed away. RIP, my fuck.
Damn, yeah.
I like Scotty Too Hotty back in the day, bro. I used to go crazy when he would do the worm and fuck somebody. Oh.
If I try to do that now, I'd probably rip my ACL, but I used to do that shit all the time.
You know, Jeff Hardy's still doing it, though.
Show is. This dude used to scare me back in the day because of his eyes and shit.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, something wrong with this guy. I am terrified.
I also used to hate, he's dead too. I can't remember his name. He was that white boy, had the slick back black hair, and he had like a curly that would fall on his forehead.
Is that Bret Michaels?
No. He'd always get the microphone and be like, hey, yo. And the crowd would start booing.
Oh, Scott Hall.
Yeah, Scott Hall. I used to hate him, bro. He used to piss me off.
Razor Ramon.
Damn.
Oh, bro.
Classic.
I like Razor Ramon. Anywho, I was going to ask y'all this question because I watched this anime the other day. And that shit threw me off. So kind of like an interstellar type of situation. So in this show, they're trying to save the planet and stuff. And there's time dilation. So they save the world. They're coming back to Earth. But for them, it's like days have passed. But by the time they get to Earth, 12,000 years has passed. So my question is, if you're coming back to Earth or something like that, and 12,000 years has passed, what do you do? Like, do you just like, you know what, fuck it, I stay in space, or you just figure out a new way of life because nothing's the same anymore?
I definitely would have hoped that I turned my light off. That I remember to turn the stove off whenever I left.
I turned the stove off?
12,000 years, goddamn. Nah, bro, I ain't coming back. If I found out 12,000 years had passed, I'm like, nah, I'd go ahead and shit me back out, boy. I'll do another tour.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't 12,000 is a long time. Like, I don't think nobody's gonna be alive that I knew.
No, definitely not. definitely not.
Go ahead and send me to the sun, babies. I'm going out in a ball of fire.
That's not
the world's first 12,000-year-old going out.
It's crazy. I was sitting, I was like, everything you know on Earth is gone. Like, nothing's the
probably
same.
Dystopian.
Yeah, that too. It's just nothing there. I'll probably do the same thing. Ship me to the sun or send me to Jupiter or something like that. Just call it cool.
I want to be the first person in recorded history right now to pose a theory that once humanity's gone, that the world's going to start over and we'll get dinosaurs again, bro. Evolution happened once. It'll happen again.
Isn't that reverse evolution?
Nope, because if everything wipes out and we're reset, we got to start over somewhere, right?
But
dinosaurs?
What was before dinosaurs?
Yep. Shit, I don't know. I wasn't there. What was before dinosaurs?
I don't know.
If we're starting over, it wouldn't be dinosaurs.
It'd be like the amoebas, and then eventually they turn into those fish with legs that walked out of the ocean and all that shit I saw when I was watching evolution videos. And they became the dinosaurs.
So you're saying like the atmosphere just resets to prehistoric times and we just start the whole process over again?
Hey, the dinosaurs didn't need a different atmosphere than we got right now, James.
They had it was a whole different atmosphere. What are you talking about?
They didn't have fossil fuels being burnt.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I don't think that's correct.
Everything was way bigger back in those times, like fucking birds.
Hey, yo.
Like, all right, bro.
He's not wrong.
All this shit is just, it was completely different because the atmosphere was different on Earth. And then the asteroid came, wiped all that out. And then that's when we started, got the ball rolling for humanity.
So you're telling me dinosaurs wouldn't be able to live right now with this atmosphere?
Nah, they wouldn't be able to like breathe the same air. So just because of that, everything's just completely different from when they were back in their time.
So you mean to tell me Jurassic Park is fake?
How do you explain that then, James?
That's found footage, bro. I don't know.
There's an island with dinosaurs right now, damn it.
Hey, unless they somehow like bring back dinosaurs and they sink them into like our type of atmosphere now, then maybe, but ain't no telling.
What's the closest animal we have right now that is closest to a dinosaur?
The chicken. Alligator. See, crocodile.
I love those pictures where it's a chicken looking at a T-Rex like we was wolves.
Used to be somebody.
Look at how far we've come.
This was my last topic, and I'm pretty excited about it. So if y'all don't do well, I'm going to hate myself. The combine was this past weekend.
So I put a twist on it. Obviously, we're hetero men.
So we had to come up with a man combine where you just have to put your best skills to the test. All right, what 3 to 5 skills would you think that most men could compete in to make themselves the manliest man of them all? Because, you know, at the football combine, they got the 40, the vertical, the broad jump, 3-cone drill, etc. What drills would you put various men in to see if they are, in fact, manly?
Wood chopping.
Okay.
Grill cleaning.
Grill cleaning. Okay. You talking about teeth grills or barbecue grill?
Barbecue grill, my fault.
Okay.
Man, I don't know, dude. This is stuff I never thought about.
What things do you do that make you feel like a man?
I'll be doing shit, bro. I mean, I go to the gym. I
mow the lawn.
You can't say bench press. It's already at the combine.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's my whole shit. My whole personality is bench press.
Hold on. So, James, you said, let's recap James's real quick. So, grill cleaning, mowing the lawn. What was the other one?
Wood chopping.
Do you feel like you could excel in any or all of those?
Mowing the lawn.
You can't chop no wood?
I don't know. I feel like I would struggle for a minute, but once I got the hang of it, I'd be cool. But it's just that first couple swings, I feel I'd be fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
And then grill cleaning, I think I would fuck that all completely up.
Yeah. What do you clean the grill with?
I don't clean the grill. That's the thing. I don't have a grill to clean. That's what I'm saying.
You're not getting drafted high.
If I was cleaning the grill, I would have to start with the onion, clean that shit out real quick. Wait, hold on. Wait.
Nope.
Am I cleaning to cook? I just clean it.
It doesn't matter. If you're cleaning the grill, it's cleaning to clean.
All right. Well, then don't count me in. Count me out. 7-round pick.
Nah, undrafted free agent.
Fucking hell.
Yep. 100%.
And you might end up on the Jets.
Hey, whatever. I'll take it.
What about you, G? What events are you going to put in there?
Number one is just grilling, right? Not even cleaning, just grilling. right? I want to see grill marks. I want to see perfect temp, doneness. If I say medium well, can you make a medium well under pressure? You got the kids screaming. The beer is getting low in the cooler, right? The potato salad ain't done on the inside. All this pressure. Can you come through both on charcoal and propane? Okay.
That's number one.
Number two, carrying groceries in from the car. And in those grocery bags, you got cans and shit and boxes that are going to poke holes. So can you keep it together? Keep your composure to bring all that shit in without dropping anything, without having to make multiple trips. And then the last one, which I think may be the most difficult, and Grayson be like, no, it's not difficult. I do it all the time at work. Backing up a trailer.
Oh, it's easy money.
See what I mean? See what the fuck I mean? You know how many trailers I jackknife in my life?
Like, how many, dude?
Four. I'll bet you. I can recall all four vividly. So yeah, just a little to the left. I look back, my trailer's fucking staring me in the face. God darn it.
You know what I used to have trouble backing up, bro?
That thing.
Relax. Those little light towers, bro. You know them shits that are like they pull out to like work sites and they're just a light tower. Them hoes.
Oh, I got what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're not like a long ass trailer. Usually the shorter the trailer, the harder it is to
back right, up. Right.
Man, I used to struggle with them little shits, bro. This shit would piss me off.
What were you doing backing those up?
Shit, right when I was working for Mesquite. I don't know, OFL.
Mesquite? Oh, sorry.
Damn, you hold on. Let me stop real quick. You worked in the oil field?
I wouldn't say I worked in the oil field. I wasn't out there roughnecking, but I was out there running parts and shit.
Okay, because I was going to say, this fumbling thing makes sense now.
Is there a correlation or what?
Oh, yeah. Oil field work? You work in the oil field, you fumbling women.
Damn.
Sorry, got off track there.
Song of the week.
Song of the week, brought to you by... Oh, yeah. Our sponsor. Y'all thought I forgot? I did not. Song of the Week and this episode is sponsored by Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas, 877-5-DALLAS. I'm saying accidents, folks. Call this man for all of your legal needs. Even if he can't help you, talk to him. Right, tell him about your day. I actually don't know if you can do that because he's a lawyer, so he might bail you. But hey, the worst thing that can happen is you end up with a friend. All right, song of the week. Y'all got yours? Because I got mine.
Yes.
Famous Last Words by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nissan Altima Dolce.
Hey, James, are you a Nissan?
I'm not doing
that. I want you all to myself.
Fucking hell.
Banger.
Banger.
He put me on. She showed me Dolce. This past weekend. She's good. Talented.
I'm going to go with Midnight City M83.
And sometimes
if I could be anything in the world, I would be that sax solo at the end.
Why?
It's nice, bro.
You going to get blown?
Hey, yo.
Fucking yo.
This is from Noe to the page earlier. Oh, this is earlier in this week. And I just sent y'all the picture real quick. So check y'all's phone real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so it says, what's B&B rating on this dish?
Corn dog sushi?
B&B rating?
Corn dish. I just forgot about that.
On the corn dishy?
Fuck. Corn dishy, dude.
It's not corn dishy? No.
I don't think so.
It's not the corn dusty. I'm giving this three big booms.
Three big booms?
How many? What's the max big booms?
It's two. Always five big booms.
Oh, five? Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm not really interested in corn douchey.
It's two of your favorite things.
Yeah, but I listen. Corn dog, and the shape is half a corn dog, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo,
it doesn't make sense. The chopsticks, if you put all the pieces on the chopstick, you have a corn dog just perfectly.
Don't cut it up, give it to me.
This is a deconstructed corn dog. Some of this, You busted open the corn douche y'all on this plate.
Yo.
Yeah, three big booms. Would not eat. I'm lying. I'd eat it twice.
I'm gonna give it as two big booms. Just because of the ketchup on the plate.
You don't like ketchup on the corn dog? I don't mind it. It gives it a little tang.
Some mustard.
What, you don't like tang?
The mustard. Oh,
I don't want to use one of those things on my. Wow. I don't. I actually be raw dogging the corn dogs, bro. Hold on.
No season. Tell us more about how you raw dog the corn dog.
I don't know what y'all wanted me to say.
Do you peel off the bread and then just eat the wheat?
Hey, yo!
I mean, whenever you say that, that's what I imagine. Like, the man peels back the skin.
What? No, man. I just know. I don't need no ketchup or mustard, bro. I just.
Just the corn. Hey! God damn.
This episode took a turn. Thanks a lot, Noe.
Fucking hell, bro.
This is why we don't have more sponsors. At least not yet. Because if you're interested in sponsoring Brews and Banter, feel free to hit our Instagram line and we'll send you a box of corn douche.
We will not.
And I will. I will send it to you. It's going to be cold.
Fucking hell. All right, my last thing. So, there's this thing called Florida Man Games going on in Florida. And, you know, Florida Man is, you know, what the fuck going on. So, the games entail invading arrest obstacle course, beer belly sumo, and then they added two new events this year to Hurricane Party Prep, the Grocery Aisle Brawl, and then Human Beer Pong. So my question is, are you becoming a Florida man, or are you going to lose in these games?
No, I'll win that shit.
I don't know how to prep for a hurricane, so I'm out.
Just grab whatever, bro. The essentials.
What are the essentials, James?
And it's a brawl, so it's like, you know.
Exactly.
We got to punch somebody up.
What were the first couple of events?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Put it back up. Evading the police obstacle course and beer belly sumo, and then of course the human beer pong.
I've gotten away from the police on foot before, so I think I stand a chance. But it was small town police. I don't know about these big city cops. I don't know if they built different. But I can get away from a small town copper on my mama. I can still get over a fence.
Yeah, I'm winning. Evading the cops, cool. I run. Grocery aisle, I'll fight for my life. Fuck it. The beer pong thing, I don't know what that entails. I don't know what human beer pong is.
Right? Are you the ball? Cause
yeah, I don't know what that means. So that's my only kind of question of what's happening in that game. Hmm. But other than that, yeah, I got it.
Hey, I'll be in the stands cheering for you, James. Or I'm gonna be rooting against you. If I'm being honest.
Rooting against you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, take out his knee. He's got a bad knee from college.
Oh, that's crazy.
Sweep the leg.
Type shit.
Oh yeah, that's a twin. Type shit.
That's I have one more, but I'm gonna save for next week. But that's it for me.
Greg?
That's it.
You did all this work, right? Got yourself freed up. Yeah. I miss stressed Greg.
So that's been 57, folks. Thanks for coming along this journey. I apologize for the lows, but you're welcome for the highs. Follow the Instagram at bruisingbanter_pod. We've actually gained a few followers, so for those of you listening to me and following, we appreciate it. Keep downloading the podcast, liking, subscribing, sharing. We appreciate it all. We love it all. What else we got before we get out of here?
I'm actually locked out of the Instagram right now. Ever since I got my new phone, I don't know how to get back in.
I help you.
All right, cool.
Anime Corner Pod dropped the episode, the 12,000 year thing I was talking about. It's an anime review that I did, so check that out. Also, I will be posting videos and stuff for the page. I just got super busy last week, so I got some catching up to do, so I will be on that.
Yeah, it's good to Perryton, man.
But until next time, we always appreciate y'all joining us. Until next time, peace.